من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide him to Islam, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide him to Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. I'd like to welcome all of you, inshallah, to our tafsir class. And today we're going to be dealing with a new surah, inshallah, which is Surah Al-Mutaffifin. Surah Al-Mutaffifin is surah number 83. Surah number 83. And those who deal in fraud. Inshallah, as usual, we say the surah first in Arabic. After this, we give a translation word by word for the meaning of the surah. And after this, we have a general understanding of the surah, and we go to tafsir after this. So let's start first with the surah. A'udhu billahi al-sami'il alim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Waylul lil-mutaffifin alladhina idha ittalu 'alan-nasi yastawfun وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين كلا إن كتاب الفجار لفي سجين وما أدراك ما سجين كتاب مرقوم ويل يومئذ للمكذبين الذين يكذبون بيوم الدين وما يكذب به إلا كل معتد أثيم إذا تتلى عليه آياتنا قال أساطير الأولين كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون كلا إنهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون ثم إنهم لصالوا الجحيم ثم يقال هذا الذي كنتم به تكذبون كلا إن كتاب الأبرار لفي عليين وما أدراك ما عليون كتاب مرقوم يشهده المقربون إن الأبرار لفي نعيم على الأرائك ينظرون تعرف في وجوههم نظرة النعيم يسقون من رحيق مختوم ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون ومزاجه من تسنيم عينا يشرب بها المقربون إن الذين أجرموا كانوا من الذين آمنوا يضحكون وإذا مروا بهم يتغامزون وإذا انقلبوا إلى أهلهم انقلبوا فكهين وإذا رأوهم قالوا إن هؤلاء لضالون وما أرسلوا عليهم حافظين فاليوم الذين آمنوا من الكفار يضحكون على الأرائك ينظرون هل ثوب الكفار ما كانوا يفعلون We are dealing with Surah Al-Mutaffifin, Surah number 83. First verse, Wail means woe, or a punishment للمطففين. The first lamb means two or four. المطففين is a noun and is plural and means those who give less in measure and weight. Verse number 2. الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون. الذين ذوس إذا when اكتالوا receiving in measurement على upon or on الناس من يستوفون. The verb the demand full measure. Verse number 3. وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. وَ means and. إِذَا when. كَالُوهُمْ they gave by measure to them. أو means or. وزنوهم they gave by weight to them. يخسرون يخسرون they gave less. They gave less than what is due from khisara, lost. Verse number 4. ألا يظن أولئك أنهم مبعوثون. ألا do not yadhunnu a verb which means to think. Ulaika is a pronoun means they. Annahum verily they mab'uthun will be resurrected. Verse number 6. Verse number 5. لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. لِي means four. يَوْم day. عَظِيم great. Verse number 6. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. يَوْمَ means a day. يَقُوم stand, to stand from قَامَ يَقُومُ. النَّاسُ means mankind. لرب لي means for or to. رب means lord. العالمين the words. Alright, we stop here with verse number 6. This surah, Surah Al-Mutaffifin, is a Meccan surah, i.e. been revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam before his migration to Al-Madinah. This surah consists of 36 verses. The surah is dealing, or the subject of the surah dealing with a social problem, which is the problem of fraud, or giving less than what is supposed to be. Also, the surah, it deals with the belief in the day of judgment, and also it talks about Jannah and Hellfire. We see the surah have the same characteristics of the Meccan surah, which deals with the aqidah, the belief, have short verses, which one of the main characteristics of the Meccan surah. After this small introduction, now let's go to see the meaning of these verses in general. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, Most Merciful. Woe to al-mutaffifin, those who, when they have to receive by measure from men, demand full measure, and when they have to give by measure or weight to others, men give less than due. Do they not think that they will be resurrected on a great day, the day when mankind will stand before Allah, the Lord of Al-Alameen, i.e. mankind and jinn? Okay, now the tafsir, the word while للمطففين, the word while, which means woe, is a term which is utilized for a threat. It is a terminology that has a lot of threat in it, which is not going in details what kind of a threat. So this is more serious than saying such and such will be happening to the person. Woe, punishment. What type of punishment is not been explained, but woe to who? They said lil mutaffifin, those who cheating others. And cheating is not the characteristic of the Muslims, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us in the hadith what the meaning is, that whosoever deceives is not part of this ummah. He is not on the behavior and the characteristic of the Muslims. You are not supposed to deceive people, not by word, not by action, not in measurement, not in any means. The type of deceiving here it happening in tatfif, and tatfif something which is so minor, so small, you barely noticeable, you could not see it, you could not recognize it when it's done to you, like taking a little bit out of your right, okay, stealing in the time that you're assuming that the person is not stealing, he's taking a penny, a nickel, something very small, but by the end of the day, this a penny to another penny, a nickel to a nickel, this will make a dollar and another dollar to a dollar, this by the end of the month, you're making $30. And when you're making, as example, $30 a month, and you get about like 100 customers every month, so now you're talking about the amount of money will want to be thousands of dollars. So the person who dealing with that thief, they taking a little bit which is not noticeable to the buyer. He could not barely see that you are giving him less than what he's supposed to get. Or there's different ways that you do it. With some people, they may have two different kind of measurements or different types of scale. So if they buying from you, now they use one measure. But when they sell it to you, they will switch and use the other measure. Why? Because one is bigger than the other. One is bigger than the other. So when they receive it from you, now they use the larger container. But when they sell it to you, they know they use a small container. So by this way, they can diminish and taking a little bit of what you're supposed to be getting from what they're selling it to you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, woe to those people. And this is a dealing with a social problem in our economics. So this shows you that Islam is a relationship between you and Allah, as well as a relationship between you and mankind. So it's not enough that you be a good Muslim, i.e. making salah, fasting, making a lot of dhikr, but when you go to deal with the people, you are a different person. Okay? We need to know how to be Muslims with Allah, how to be Muslims with the people. We want to learn how to be a believer in the mosque and believers in the street. We have to made jihad in our own self. We found our own desires. We have to work very hard that we doesn't have a double personality, a personality that's so prized in the mosque, but in the street or in the shop is a different person. This is not right. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had described al-mutaffifin, and He's telling us this is a bad behavior. And He said, إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ. If they buy from the people, they try to get as much as they can. But وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. But if they sell to them by measure or by scale, now they are not given the same. They want to make less. Why? So he can. This comes out of what? This comes as a result of what? A sickness in the heart, impurity in the soul, because the greed, the selfishness. Why you don't deal with the people the same way you want people to deal with you? Why you give the people something you don't like the people to give it to you? You will like when somebody serves you 10 oranges and you agree 10 oranges for a dollar, you would like him to give you 10 good oranges. You may even like that he will give you extra one. But when you come to sell to him the oranges, okay, if you buy it from him, you want it to be what? 11, not 10. But if you're selling it to him, you will try to find a way that you're giving him only 9 oranges. Or you give him one bad, one spoil. This is what? Because you see yourself better than others. You see yourself to be good than others. So you want to be treated right, but you don't want to treat the others right. What is the solution for this problem? Okay? First, this is not something proved by Islam, is not accepted by Allah, is not good characteristic. So what is the solution? We're going to have a policeman standing by every shop, by every grocery store, by every person who selling fabric and making measure by yard, or what we can do? The belief, the aqidah, believing in Allah, believing in the day of judgment, believing that you're going to be resurrected and going to be questioning by Allah about your action, that everything will be present there. This is the only medicine and only cure for such a serious problem. And as a result of this, it came to say, as a solution for this problem, or is showing why such a problem exists with some people in some societies, do they not think that they will be resurrected for reckoning? So that means, if you really believe in the day of judgment, standing before Allah, that you're going to be questioning about your deed, not only about your salah, now you're going to fear the day of judgment. So the only solution is teaching people Islam. The only solution to develop iman in the people's heart. The only solution that we always need to keep the day of judgment in our mind, in our heart. The moment that we stop thinking about the day of judgment, this is the moment that shaitan take advantage of us, divert our intention from the day of judgment, because as long as you keep the day of judgment in your mind, you're going to be careful about what you're doing, what you're saying, what you're giving, what you're taking. You see? This is very important. And always the shaitan is working hard in you to divert you. As a result of this, we find in our salah, in our prayer, every day we remind ourselves about the day of judgment. 17 times at least we say, Maliki Yawmiddin, Maliki Yawmiddin. When you read the opening chapter, you say, Owner, Master of the day of judgment. So you try to remind yourself about the day of judgment. And Allah said, لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ, for a serious day. You're going to be resurrected, and it's going to be a serious day. And the previous surahs had explained a lot about how serious that day. The stars losing its track, the sun is red, falling, the sky is split, people coming out of their graves, all kind of things, people running away from each other. So Allah say, on a day which is so great, so serious, and that day when all mankind will stand before Allah, the Lord of all mankind. And jinn, you're going to be standing there. You're not going to be sitting. You're not going to be in a shaded area. It's a resurrection. It's a standing. Criminals, you are here to be judged. We don't know what's going to happen with you. So people will be standing there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. They will be standing there before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they're going to be waiting there for receiving their books, for judgment, for questioning, for reckoning, for whatever they did, which part of it is the tatfif, giving less, receiving more. How serious such a thing. How you betray the trust. How you are not given in a full measurement. How you're taking the right of others. While you knowing that you're going to be standing before Allah, and that you're going to be judged in a serious day, and that you're going to be standing there under the sun, not too far from your head, that is going to be too close to you, that you're going to be sweating, that is no shade in that day except the shade of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verse number 7. Kalla inna kitab al-fujjar lafi sijjin. Kalla. Nay. Inna. Truly. Verily. Kitab. A book. A record. Al-fujjar. The wicked. The sinner. Lafi in sijjin. Verse number 8. Wama adraka ma sijjin. Wa and ma what? Adaraka will make you know ma what sijin. Verse number 9. Kitabum marqum. Kitab is a book. Register. Marqum. Inscribe. Verse number 10. Wailun yawma idhil lil mukadzibin. Woe yawma idhin, that day, lil mukadzibin, for or to mukadzibin, those who deny. Verse number 11. Alladhina yukadzibuna biyawmiddin. Alladhina, those. Yukadzibuna, who deny, be with yawm day, ad-deen, recompense. Verse number 12. وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ إِلَّا كُلُّ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ. وَأَنْ مَا none yukadzibu deny bihi with it illa except kullu every mu'tadin transgressor of the limits athim sinner. Verse number 13. إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. إِذَا, when, تُتْلَى, recited, عَلَيْهِ, upon him, آيَاتُنَا, our verses. Qala, he will say, asatir, tales and stories. Al-awwaleen, those who before us, or the ancients. Verse number 14. Kalla bal, ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون. كلا ني بل بط ران cover of sins, covering of the sins. على أبون قلوبهم their hearts. ما what كانوا was or were يكسبون they used to earn. Okay, general meaning nay. Truly the racket of the fujjar, the disbelievers, is in Sijin. And what will make you know what Sijin is? A register inscribed. Woe that day to those who deny. Those who deny their recompense. And none can deny it except every transgressor beyond the bind. When our verses are recited to him, he say, tales of the ancients. Nay, but on their hearts is Iran, which is the used to earn. Now these verses from 7 to 14, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the rackets. And we have to understand, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have told us in Quran, that each one of us have two angels assigned to him for purpose of writing his deed. Whatever he do, whatever he say, is recorded by two angels. And whatever you say, if it's good or bad, it's going to be recorded for you or against you. And in the day of judgment, everybody will be receiving his book. Some people will receive the book with the right hand. Some people will receive the book with the left hand. Some people will be receiving their book behind their back. And according how you're receiving your book, which is actually according your deed, it's going to be your final place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about al-fujjar, the sinners, the disbelievers, those who associate partner beside Allah. Fajr is a transgressor. And this transgression can be minor or major, can be in the boundary of Islam or can be totally out of Islam. Somebody steal a dollar, some people steal $1 million. Somebody maybe go kiss a woman and somebody may go sleep with a woman in haram. Somebody may make one salah and miss one salah, and somebody doesn't make salah, period. Somebody believe la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah and he doesn't do any good deed, and somebody who doesn't even believe that la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So people are different, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say concerning what the basic surah is talking about, tatfeer. There is different books. So those people who do tatfif and they steal out of the scale and the measurement, they are written among the people of hellfire, and that they're going to be in a miserable place, and they're going to be locked up, and they're going to be jailed, and they're going to be in the lowest of all places. And Allah said, Kitabun Marqoom, which is inscribed, a book which inscribed is written. So if nothing is going to be missing from this book, and those people is going to be according what they did, they're going to be written in the book of the people who supposed to be doomed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Woe that day, this is a serious day. Woe to those people, those who deny the day of judgment. Now, you deny the day of judgment by your action or by your saying. Because somebody will say, I believe in the day of judgment, but what are you doing for the day of judgment? What you are preparing for the day of judgment? How are you going to know that your flight after 1 hour and you're still sitting home? You really believe that this person planning to make a journey? Do you really think that this person going to travel? His action is saying nothing. He say, oh, I made reservation, I have a ticket. Where is your luggage? Why you didn't take taxi? Why you still home? You know you have to be in the airport 1 hour before the departure. He didn't do anything. Is this person serious about flying? So it's not a matter of saying or believing the day of the judgment. Your action can be denying. And like you say in America, what? Action is louder than words. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, woe, a serious punishment to those who deny the day of reckoning, the day of judgment. Those who rejected, those who did not believe in it, those who did not do and prepare for it, will be war for them. But وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ إِلَّا كُلُّ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ. None deny the day of judgment except a transgressor, a sinner. A person who think about nothing except haram and sin and disobedience of Allah. As a result of this, Allah call him mu'tadin, transgressor, asim, a sinner. He doesn't stop when he sees a red light. Some people live in this life with no red light. They did not know anything called red light for them. You see? Because all what they think about themselves, their desires, what they're supposed to be doing, this is the only thing they think about. They are not thinking about anything else. There is no red light for them. So this we call them mu'tadin, i'tida. That means there is no limitation, there is no line. He crossed all the lines which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made lines. And those people who did not recognize that there is lines in Islam and boundary, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make limitations, they are in a serious trouble. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that wail, wail, woe, punishment. To who? Those who deny. Deny what? The day of judgment. Because if they believe in it, they're going to do some action to save them in the day of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, none deny the day of judgment except every transgressor who doesn't stop when he sees the limits of Allah. He transgressed beyond the lines that Allah had laid down for the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him what? Asim, sinner. He got used to the sin. And this person, إذا تتلى عليه آياتنا قال أساطير الأولين. When our verses is recorded and recited to him, and when he is been reminded about Allah, when the messenger come to him, when the messenger come to him with the message, and when the scholar come to him with the knowledge, and when reminder come to him, what is going to be the action? He have to make excuse why he's not going to accept it. He have to pacify his own self. He have to make excuse why I'm not down. Okay? Why I'm not here, I'm not in the class, why I'm not praying with those who pray, why I'm not believing with those who believe, why I'm not doing good with those who do good. So when our verses, our signs come to him by the messenger, by the scholar, by the learned people, by somebody who give him advice, I don't believe in this. This is nothing but asatir al-awaleen. This is stories, ancient like tales. It's not real. Come on, give me a break. Get a life. I don't believe in this. You see? This is nothing but fabrication. You see? Like nowadays, same thing like before. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad invented. Muhammad used to say to the people of the book and hear from them. Muhammad did this. Muhammad, he used to travel with his uncle and hear this from the the priest, and he copied from the Bible, and he copied this and that. You have to make excuse why you don't believe. Because a person, you know, is not going to say, I don't want to believe. No, I'm a good person, but I don't accept this because there is something wrong with it. Same thing like they say nowadays, especially here in America. Muhammad made the Quran. Is this not a heavenly book? It's not from Allah. So they have to make excuse for themselves, although they did not even examine the book. But if you utilize the sense and the blessings that Allah gave it to you, you will come to realization that is from Allah. How Muhammad can make a book like this? How an illiterate person could not read or write, he will put a book like this? How a book of Iman will remain for 1400 years without any change or any corruption? How? You tell me. If it's a man-made book, none deny it except every sinner, transgressor of the limits of Allah. When our verses is coming to him, recited to him, remind about it, I say this asatir al-awaleen is nothing but a fabrication. It's not a heavenly book. Muhammad made it. This is for the Arab. This is for the black people. You have to find excuse why you are not down with the program. You see? Qala asatir al-awaleen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us what is the problem. Yeah, why this person have a sickness? This kufr and this masiyah and disobedience came as a result of illness. How did he catch this germs? How he got sick? With sin or with disobedience? or lust or deviation or kufr. How? The problem is Allah is saying كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Nay, but on their hearts is a covering of sins and evil deeds which they used to earn. Now you see how you catch the germs, how you can be afflicted, how you're going to not going to reflect and affected by the Quran, because the illness and this germs came and catch the heart, which is the most important part of your body. If the heart is corrupted, the whole human being is corrupted. And if the heart is good and full with Iman, now everything in your body willing to follow Iman. What is happening? He said that the ma'asi, the disobedience, too much sin, too much haram, too much wrongdoing, cause the heart to be covered, same like a rust coming in top of the metal, and now the metal is not good anymore because the rust, you see, is rusty, you see, it's not good anymore. So the same thing Allah is telling us, that there is Iran, there is Iran, there is a cover, there is a veil that comes on the hearts as a result of the wrongdoing. From where is this wrongdoing came? Huh? Nobody throw it in you. You throw it in your own self. How did my heart got rusted? How my heart got hardened? How my heart is not reflecting, is not feeling it anymore? Why I'm not there? Why I'm not doing the right thing? Because the sins, the wrongdoing, the haram, that it caused the heart to be corrupted. Now there is a veil between you and the Quran, between you and the Sunnah, between you and the mosque, between you and covering properly, between you and eating the halal food. You see, which one of this is what? Is being involved in cheating, usury, and diminish the people's rights, and be part of the mutaffifin, being part dealing with fraud, it causing all these sins. Doesn't matter what kind of sins, it's going to cause a serious problem. It's going to affect your heart. And this was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us, that when a person is committing a sin, that a drop of, like a spot, comes on his heart. If a person commit a sin, when he commit a sin, on his heart will dark spot come there. If a person repent and come and seek in Allah's forgiveness, now the heart will be polished, will be cleaned. But if not, now this spot start what? Growing and become bigger and bigger and bigger, to such a degree, after a while, the whole heart is covered and has a veil. Is a serious matter. We have to be very careful. Brothers and sisters, we have to be very careful. We have to try always to check our own hearts. Stop so busy with other people, what they're doing. Focus in your own self. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا. Oh, you believe, save yourself and your family from your hellfire. Start focusing about your own self. we're so involved with other people doing. And what we're doing for ourselves, nothing, because we're busy with others. All these people saying this, all these people doing this, all these people I'm not doing this. Now you neglect your own soul and your own heart. So we have to be very careful, and we have to check our own self and make sure that we always try to make tawbah, repentance, seeking istighfar. Oh Allah, forgive me. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Oh Allah, I repent to you. Oh Allah, I come back to you. Oh Allah, forgive me. So we can keep our hearts always clean, so we can understand the Quran. The Quran can affect us. The Quran can have some effect in our daily life, not only in the mosque, when we go to deal with the people also, that we fear Allah, we give them the rights, and we demand only what they owe us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after this saying in verse number 15, كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. كَلَّا نَي إِنَّهُمْ surely they عَنْ from رَبِّهِمْ their Lord يَوْمَئِذٍ that day يَمَحْجُوبُونَ they will be veiled, separated. Verse number 16, ثُمَّ إِنَّهُمْ لَصَالُ الْجَحِيمِ. ثم then إنهم verily they لصالوا will burn الجحيم in hellfire. Verse number 17, ثم يقال هذا الذي كنتم به تكذبون. Then, summa, then, yuqalu, past participle tense, it will be said to them, hadha, this, alladhi, which, kuntum, you used to, bihi, within, tukadhibun, deny. We're going to stop here. Alright? Now the general nay, general reading for this verse from verse 15 to 17. Nay, surely they veil those will be veiled from seeing their Lord that day. Then verily they will indeed enter and taste the burning flame of hell. Then it will be said to them, this is what you used to deny. Now the scene here in the day of judgment. The day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the kuffar, talking about the sinners, the bad ones. He's saying, nay, innahum, they will be yawma idhin, in that day, they're going to be veiled from Allah. They are not going to look to Allah. They've been veiled in the dunya. and they veil themselves from Islam. So Allah will veil them in the day of the judgment of seeing Him. So they're going to be prevented of seeing Allah, because viewing Allah and seeing of punishment for the kuffar, not to see Allah, and they will be veiled. And this, my brothers and sisters, is one of the evidence to let you know that Allah Almighty can be seen, and Allah will be seen to some people and not seen to others, as we're going to talk about it in the rest of the verses tomorrow, inshallah. But as for the sinners, the kuffar, in the days you're going to be prevented of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the first punishment. And after this will come another kind of punishment, which is what? They will be thrown into hellfire, and they're going to be in it forever. And another form of punishment, now making fun of them and say what? And what they're going to be saying? The other punishment, هذا الذي كنتم به تكذبون ثم إنهم لصالوا الجحيم ثم يقال هذا الذي كنتم به تكذبون. It will be said to them, this what you used to deny. You remember when the messenger came to you? You remember when a scholar, when a book, when advice, whenever the message came to you, what did you do? What was your reaction? So now they're going to be reminded. It's going to be said to them, this what you remember in the dunya? Remember in the dunya you used to deny the messenger? You rejected the Quran. You said this Islam is fabricated. So they are now inside hellfire, and now the angel is reminding them, oh guys, you remember? You know now why you are in hellfire? Remember what you used to do? Remember what you used to say? Huh? It's fabrication. Muhammad is a sahir. He's a magician. He's a crazy man. He's a madman. He stole it from the Bible. This, he made up the Quran. Huh? You guys remember this stuff? Now, go ahead now. Now, eat it. Live in it. Be there. Stay in hellfire. This what you used to deny. Now you know it's true or not. But it's too late now. So, three kind of punishment here. First, is veil from Allah. Secondly, thrown in hellfire. And after this, the believers or the angels making fun of the kuffar and reminding them about what they used to do in the dunya, and when they used to say things about Islam, and said to them, okay, now you know it now. This what you used to deny, so what you got now as a result of what you used to deny. Alright, I appreciate your listening, and inshallah we're going to stop here. We continue after tomorrow, inshallah. If we get a chance, we may do it tomorrow. We have one class at 6:15 for tafsir, and one class at 8:45 for question and answer by Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen. Thank you for listening. Jazakumullah khairan. And if anybody have any question concerning the verses that we work with it today, you may present your question. And before I close here, let's recite these verses one time more. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويل للمطففين الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون وإذا كالوهم أو وزنوهم يخسرون ألا يظن أولئك أنهم مبعوثون ليوم عظيم يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين كلا إن كتاب الفجار لفي سجين وما أدراك ما سجين كتاب مرقوم ويل يومئذ للمكذبين الذين يكذبون بيوم الدين وما يكذب به إلا كل معتد أثيم إذا تتلى عليه آياتنا قال أساطير الأولين كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون كلا إنهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون ثم إنهم لصال الجحيم ثم يقال هذا الذي كنتم به تكذبون سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك I try to finish the recording.